Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. This is going to be fun. What's your appetites here? The Southeast Feast is a celebration of Alaska's wild seafood and wild places, and much more. It's also a benefit for Salmon Beyond Borders, set for Friday, August 20th, and that's just a week from today. And one of the big draws this year is Chef Hank Shaw. He's here with us on Juno Afternoon, along with Jill Weitz, director of Salmon Beyond Borders. And Jill, let's start off with you. It seems to me that this fundraiser is just more timely than ever. You know, I've been hearing about the Yukon salmon returns, so many climate change issues. It must be good to have this fundraiser to draw attention to those issues.
Yeah, thank you, Rhonda. We're really excited about this event, and anytime Hank comes through town, it's always a lot of fun. Southeast Feast historically, as you alluded to, has been kind of an amazing event in various iterations, focusing on our seafood from Southeast Alaska. As Emily, your former interviewee, just alluded to, with COVID, everything's a bit different this year. So while we are focusing on this being our Southeast Feast, we're going to be doing a happy hour event that is going to be at Tracy's Crab Shack 2. Tracy's going to be selling crab cakes and bisque, but because of COVID, we are doing a happy hour event with beer and giving folks to, you know, come in, meet Hank. Tickets include a signed copy of his new cookbook, which he'll share with you. But I think it is, you know, we've kind of gone back and forth about whether or not to do this event because of COVID. But like Emily mentioned, taking precautions, limiting admittance, doing masks, the whole gamut. But I think you're spot on, Rhonda, in the sense that we're hearing so much about, you know, low salmon returns up and down the whole West Coast and throughout Alaska, other than, of course, the infamous Bristol Bay that set another record this year for their sockeye return. It's just a really important time, especially for Southeast and our fisheries down here, where we're seeing declining populations. And Salmon Beyond Borders works to defend and sustain the three largest salmon producing rivers in Southeast, the Taku, the Stikine, and Unik rivers. And you know, our efforts are to defend those from the industrialization at the headwaters in British Columbia. So these rivers originate in British Columbia and spill out into Southeast Alaska. We have been, you know, organizing throughout Southeast Alaska and the region for about the last 7 years, and really are ramping up our efforts right now to draw attention to this issue. For our federal governments to really lean in and take action in order to save wild salmon in the Pacific Northwest and in Alaska. And you guys can learn more about that and our call to action at salmonbeyondborders.org. And Rhonda, I'll kick it to you just to allow enough time for Hank to talk about his book.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that. I was looking on your webpage about some of the Bristol Bay harvests, that it is the gold medal winner this year with another record forecast. I guess on the positive side, it's a reminder of what an amazing food source salmon can be. I mean, Bristol Bay is literally feeding the world. People eat their salmon across the globe. So, Hank, what does a fishery like Bristol Bay and other Alaska salmon fisheries mean to you as a person who is an advocate for wild foods?
Well, I mean, comparatively speaking, Alaska's the state that hasn't messed it up. You know, I've fished all over the United States, I've fished all over Canada, I've fished in Mexico, and with a few exceptions, more or less every fishery in the lower 48 and most of the fisheries in Mexico are compromised in some way, shape, or form. And Alaska is one of the last places where, you know, you have a chance to not mess it up. And I grew up in New Jersey and my mom is from Gloucester, Massachusetts. And those are places where the game's over. You know, you can sweep up things around the edges, but the game's over. and the game's not yet over in Alaska, and it's important for that to be, you know, it's important to play until the ninth inning.
You know, unless you live in a village in rural Alaska where you have access to a lot of different kinds of wild foods, for people in urban areas, it's hard to get wild food, you know, unless you make special trips to go gather it. And of course, you don't want to put pressure on the resources as well. But I would imagine that wild fish is probably one of our best sources of wild foods.
By far. I mean, it's not even a question. I mean, wild fish are the last wild resource that human beings eat. I mean, it's, you know, if wild fish is a 10, everything else is a -5. I mean, the hunting is infinitesimal compared to fishing.
So,
and gathering is infinitesimal to that.
So you are going to give a presentation at this salmon feast that we get to hear. Can you give us a little preview?
Sure. I mean, I keep things light normally. Like, I'm here for the food. I'm a cook, you know. I'm not a politician. You know, and so I mean, I've been a commercial fisherman in Juneau. I've fished on the fishing vessel Heather Ann, and I mean, I know the area, I know the seafood, and I just really want to celebrate the awesomeness that is the diversity of the seafood in Southeast Alaska. And you know, I mean, Southeast pretty much has everything that the greater state of Alaska has to offer, with the possible exception of the sheefish. And I mean, it's just, you can go every single day of the year in Alaska and there's something interesting going on in terms of the fish or the seafood. So I want, you know, it's not like I have to remind people that, you live it. So, but it's just fun to take a little bit of time and have a good time and have a party and say, hey man, let's revel in some salmon and crabs and halibut, all kinds of good stuff.
So what's your favorite salmon that you like to cook and prepare?
Well, I'm a king guy because I live in California. You know, I mean, we have an epic king salmon run in California. It's the largest king salmon run in the world. But the caveat, the asterisk to that is it's a hatchery fishery. We may catch more king salmon than any place else, but they originated in a hatchery. So that's the salmon that I cook that day in and day out here in California. And so that's the one I'm the most familiar with. I mean, if I had to give a second place, it would be sockeyes.
So how do you feel about those fishes that are coming out of New England that are genetically engineered and raised?
Don't know anything about it.
Not in
I mean, I don't eat it. So I don't eat it. So I don't care, you know,
I'm sure, other than not feeling good about it.
Jill, I'm sure that's definitely not something that, Salmon Beyond Borders would advocate for.
No way. It's all about wild salmon. And, you know, our members of Congress have been fighting that, like, you know, GE salmon and accurate advertising of such. But I think it just goes back to, you know, what Hank said earlier, like Alaska still has these things because, you know, we still have habitat intact, and we have been, you know, stewarding after, you know, the indigenous peoples of this land, stewarding our resources, you know, well for a really long time, and we have to ensure that that happens.
So, Hank, I have to ask you, because everybody wants to know, what's your new book about?
Hook, Line, and Supper. It is a codex of all things fish and seafood. So I have been fishing commercially and otherwise for pretty damn close to 50 years. And I've done it all over the United States. I've done it all over Canada and freshwater and saltwater. And I've finally been able to put together a cookbook that is as useful to someone in Alaska as it is to somebody in the Gulf or in Maine or in Iowa. And the way I created the book is to really get away from species. You know, I mean, people in Alaska and in Salmon Nation really love to nitpick over which is the best species of salmon, which is the best run, is Springer's better than whatever, whatever, whatever. And that's all fun. It's like a parlor game. But if you look at things from a galactic standpoint, they're all fine. They're all good. And the point is really to free yourself from that kind of ticky-tack kind of thinking and get into the real big structure of kinds of fish.
salmon, you know, rockfish.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can be, dude, I can be super salmon snobby, but I'm only going to be like that with you guys because you guys care. I'm not going to be like that with somebody from Iowa. It just doesn't make any sense. And so the point is that you just orange fish, whether they're any of the salmon, any trout, char, you know, lake trout work, stock of rainbows work, they all kind of act more or less the same in the kitchen. And yes, I mean, everybody listening to me is like, oh my God, it's the chum so different from a king. I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, it's not that different. I mean, you have to look at the fact that there's 10,000 plus marketed fish in North America, 10,000 plus species. So when you're looking at it from that height, you create recipes that work across broad spectrums. And so they're all geared towards cooking technique rather than getting into the weeds of individual species. And I have found that that has made this book really fun for people, no matter where you live and no matter what fish you have available. And this is also important, whether or not you're an angler. I mean, all of my former works involve, you know, actual outdoorsmanship. This one is as useful to someone who doesn't fish as to someone who does.
Well, it sounds like you also encourage people to go out and try to catch their fish locally.
I mean, sure. I mean, I love it. And I mean, I don't think you're a bad person if you don't want to fish, but sure, fishing's fun.
Well, in wrapping things up, Joe, we'll let you have the last word here and tell us what we need to know to get Hank's book and enjoy your feast.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Rhonda. So we're selling tickets on Eventbrite. That link is on the Salmon Beyond Borders website, which is, again, www.salmonbeyondborders.org. And I just checked, we've got about 25 tickets left. And tickets include, as I mentioned earlier, admittance to the event at Tracy's, a signed copy of Hank's new cookbook, Hook, Line, and Supper. It's coming in a swag bag from Salmon Beyond Borders with some goodies from some local Juneau businesses. And then we're going to be providing everybody with one beer from none other than Devil's Club Brewing Company. So just come hang out, happy hour, meet and greet with Hank, wear your mask, and we really look forward to seeing everybody.
Okay, well, we look forward to finding out how wonderful this year's event is. Thank you so much for joining us, Hank Shaw and Jill Weitz, who is director of Salmon Beyond Borders. Good luck with your fundraiser. Hope you do real well.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thanks for having me on.